Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Beis, the second line at the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. And as we have already learned, that prior to harvesting the grain that is needed for the Korban Omer, there's an issa to cut your own grain. And in our Mishnah, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah brought various exceptions, and the Mishnah stated that Koitzim M'Pnei Netiyah is M'Pnei Beis HaAvel, M'Pnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Rashi explained, Koitzim M'Pnei Netiyah is, one could harvest their grain because of the young trees that are growing, and Zok Rashi Shlo Yifsadu, as if you don't cut the grain, then they will ruin the trees. And the reason why it's mutar lefisha oisa tua in a ruila imer can amin and per kol karbonais imavian loy mi beis hashlochim v'loy mi stei ilan, that since one cannot bring the carbon imer from grain that grows in the stei ilan, therefore one could harvest his grain, as the Gemara states mimakim shiata mevi ata koitzer, that any grain that cannot be brought as the carbon imer can be harvested prior to harvesting what's needed for the carbon imer. Rashi continues lishnachrinam and planet here is bishum klayim, that the reason why you're allowed cut this grain is because if you don't cut the grain, then there will be an issue of klayim, as it's also to grow grain next to trees, and that's why the Mishnah specifically spoke about young trees, mishum de orcha de milsa, as that is more usual, that one who actually grew grain, and then some young trees started growing by themselves, as pa'am shadab zereya tfua, ve'in sham natiyas, v'achaz man ilu sham natiyas me'alein, v'tzarech likses hazroya mishum klayim, and therefore one would be required to cut the grain in order to make sure that it doesn't create klayim. And Rashi continues with Pnei Beis HaAvel, She'en lam makam pon elisha v'rchava l'varach b'rchas v'rchava, in order to make place, they would harvest some grain, and this way the people that came would be able to sit down and make this bracha. And similarly, when Pnei Beis HaMedrash, She'en makam leisha l'talmidim, that there was not enough room for the talmidim to sit and learn the Hani Kutsiya mitzvah nenu, and as we will see in our Gemara, these are considered Kutsiya mitzvah, therefore it was mutter for someone to harvest the grain. And as our Gemara states, my taima, as Katsir Chemar Rechmona, Volei Katsir Mitzvah, as the Pasuk and Pashas Emor states, Dabo Ben Yisrael, Ve'amata Aleim, Ki Sevo Ola Eretz, Asher Ani Nois Lechem, Uktzartem Es Katsir, Ve'avesem Es Oimer, Reishas Katsir Chem, Ela Koyen. The Torah teaches us that the only thing that has to be Reishas is only Katsir Chem, your harvest. However, it's mutter to harvest grain for a Dva Mitzvah. Ayin Rashi, that according to the first Pshat that Rashi brought down in our Mishnah, Benigeya Koitzim and Pleanetiyais, our Gemara is not actually referring to that case of the Mishnah, and as Rashi states in and this part of the Gemara is only going back on the second and third cases that we mentioned of Avul and Beis HaMedrash. Then he is Nafkalon Kedal El Mimakom Shiata Mevi Ata Koitzer, and then with Beis HaIlan Emavi and Omer, as we already explained. However, Rashi continues Elisha the Precious Leel Mishum Klayim and Mahadaf and Atiyas. However, according to the second explanation that we brought from Rashi on Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, the reason that our Gemara just brought of Kutsir Chemam Rachmana Volei Kutsir Mitzvah would also apply to that case as well. Ayin and Mepharshim will discuss why this is considered a mitzvah, and also Ayin and Rishonim that discussed that even though the Birchas Aveilim is only a mitzvah drabbanon, but even so it qualifies as Ketzir mitzvah Ayin Sham. And Ayin the second tesis on Amid, Diba Maschel Ketzirchem Volei Ketzir mitzvah Beper Kol Shor Darish Ketzirchem Shilachem Yehei Ve'ida Ketzirchem Nechol Yisrael. And Ayin and Tesis of Mesechus Pesachim on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that Tesis Isis has a question. Tesis is bothered that how could we say that we learn Ketzirchem Shalachem Yehei or Ketzirchem Dechol Yisrael if we already learned from Ketzirchem V'loi Ketzir Mitzvah, and as Tezah states, Temel Rashba Menoli Da'asa Lahachi Ha'itzuch L'chashinu M'menacha is Ketzirchem V'loi Ketzir Mitzvah, and Tezah answers V'yishleima Menloik Sivreishis Ketzir V'havi Matzah L'michtav Ketzircha V'kasav Ketzirchem Shema Minotarti Ayin Shom. And Agamor continues and quotes from Mishnah V'loi Yasa Kricha is Av Menichon Tzivasim. Although we just stated that it's mutter to harvest your tfu in certain circumstances, however, even so, after you harvest the tefuah, now let a bundle together the tefuah and tie them together. Instead, you will pile them together in small piles and you won't tie them together. And our Gemara asks, my taima, and what is the reason that you have to leave them untied? And the Gemara explains, the kamad efshalei tachinon, as although we just saw that there was a reason why you were allowed to harvest your grain, and the Rabbanon also did not make it takana, that potentially you will come to eat from the grain, that was either to protect the netiyos or in order to be able to perform a mitzvah. However, the Rabbanon did not want you to continue and be matriach to tie them in bundles in order to create a shinui. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem Krichos Eimim Kshurin Tzivosim Mekubatzim Blei Kshira. And as we explain, Lo Yitachino Lasis Kedaka Lefnei Oimer Mishum Shinui. And Ayin Tezis Diba Maschel Krichos Perish Bekuntri Salumais V'yef Shloime Kein Kedemuchach Perakel Metziais. And Ayin Bam Metzia and Afchav Beis and Beis. Agamor continues and quotes from the Mishnah Mitzvah Soimer Lahavi Minakama, that since the pasuk at the end of Pashas Reis states, Shiva Shavuos Tispolach Me'achel Chomish Bekoma Tochalus Bo Shiva Shavuos. The pasuk clearly states that you should take your sickle and cut the standing grain. And as Rashi and our Mishnah explain, Minakoma Shleik Siri Lishma, that there's a mitzvah to harvest the grain for the carbon oimel Lishma. However, the Mishnah continued, Loi Matzah Yavi Minamarim, that if one did not find quality grain to harvest, or all the grain was already harvested, then v'di'evet one could bring the carbon oimer even from bundles of grain that was already harvested and wasn't harvested l'shma. Our Gemara brings a brisa as Tana Rabbanan. We learned to the brisa that the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states v'im takav minchas bikurim l'Hashem aviv kol be'ish geres kamal takav es minchas bikurecha. This pasuk mentions the word takav two times. Brisa now begins matam l'oimer, as Rashi states v'oksib b'seifet dekra takav es minchas bikurecha, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states explicitly matam l'oimer shtei pam takav. The brisa explains l'fisha mitzvah so'im l'havim min akoma, since the pasuk states me'achel chomish bekoma, and it's clear that there's a mitzvah to bring the imer from standing grain, but minayim shem loy motz min akoma yov min amarim. How do we know that b'di'evet, if one brought a carbon imer from bundles of grain that were already cut and were already harvested, hamadloy metakriv, and as the Gemara will state in a moment, takriv kolshu, and as Rabbeinu Gershom explains that from the lashon of takriv, we learn out that as long as you have grain, either it was from standing grain or it was from bundles, you could bring the carbon minchas imer. The brisa now continues and brings other limudim that we learn from the extra word takriv, and dava acher takriv lefisha mitzvah lahavi min alach, as since there's a mitzvah amufchar to bring the carbon imer from moist and fresh barley, and that is the reason why we learned that one should bring the carbon imer from tfua that grew close to Yishlayim. However, minayin shim loy motzim min alach yavi min ayavesh, and how do you know that if you don't have moist tfua, one could bring the carbon imer from dried out tfua, tamaloy metakriv. Number three, dava acher lefisha mitzvah siliksa belaigla, that since our Mishnah mentioned that it's a mitzvah to harvest the grain on the night of Tesai Nisan, minayin shim niksa b'yayim kosher, and how do you know that if you harvested the grain even during the day of Tesai Nisan, that would still be kosher? And in addition, v'deiches haShabbos, and as we will see a bit later, that these words are actually not referring to the cutting of the imer, but it's referring to be makriv the imer. How do we know that one could be makriv the korban imer even on Shabbos? Hamad loy metakriv, and therefore the pasuk tells us takriv, and we learn out takriv kolshu, that the imer can be brought even from bundles of grain that was previously harvested, and takriv mikol makayim, and you also can makriv it from any place, and even if it's from further away from Yishlayim and will already be dried out, and takriv afilu b'Shabbos, and you should be makriv the korban imer even on Shabbos. And finally, takriv afilu b'tumah, and we learn that even if the flour of the korban imer became tameh, you should still continue to be makriv the korban imer from this tefuah. And I in the middle of Taisis dibel maskel minayim shim niksa b'yoyim kosher v'deiches haShabbos, where Taisis points out, as we explained, v'tzarech lema the deiches haShabbos lavak tzirikai ela krova, as we will see later on. Taisis continues that it seems from our Gemara that we learned that the krova of the korban imer is deiches haShabbos from the word takriv, and Taisis brings down that the Gemara later on will teach us that we learned this from the words moyed Hashem shakosav krova moyed echad l'kulan v'hacham meisla mitakriv, and zok Taisis lav dafka, that when our Gemara states that we learned this from the word takriv, is actually lav dafka the tum nafkalon kamon mimoyed Hashem v'hacham meisla mitakriv, and our Bryce is just using the word takriv as a catch-all phrase, even though in a chenami we don't learn all of these limudim from the same word of takriv. And ayin Rashi diva maskel menalach dechsev karmel, and as we previously learned that there's an etrikin of rachmal, or there's a lashon of karmale, and it's like a full pillow. And Rashi continues that it's a mitzvah to harvest the grain at night. Kedarmin and breish pirkin yat the moitzet mimis elim kinat maskel mi be'erev. Now our Mishnah brought down these two dinim, as our Mishnah stated mitzvah silavim menalach loy matzah yavi yavish, and mitzvah siliksa b'laigla niksa b'yayim kosher. And our Gemara now continues that the Mishnah stated niksa b'yayim kosher, and the Mishnah then stated v'deiches haShabbos. And at this point of our Gemara, it is possible to understand that when the Mishnah states v'deiches haShabbos, that it's either teaching us that the harvesting of the imer is deiches haShabbos, or it's teaching us that the bringing of the korban imer is deiches haShabbos. Our Gemara now begins and asks, how does the Mishnah state niksa b'yayim is kosher? But we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah kol alay l'kosher l'ktiras haimer l'hakti chalavim v'ivarim, that the mitzvah of ktiras haimer and hakti chalavim v'ivarim can be performed the entire night. And the Mishnah continues, zeh klal davish mitzvaser b'yayim kosher kol yayim davish mitzvaser b'layla kosher kol alayla, that this is the general rule that for any mitzvah that's supposed to be done during the day, then it's kosher the entire day, and any mitzvah that's supposed to be done at night, the one can perform that mitzvah the entire night. The Gemara is now medayik tani layla dim yoyim, that the Mishnah compares the mitzvahs that are done at night to the mitzvahs that are done during the day. and Madiyoyim B'lai Loi. And just like when the Mishnah mentions those mitzvahs that are performed during the day, they are specifically performed during the day and cannot be performed at night. And similarly, those mitzvahs that the Mishnah mentions that are performed at night have to be performed at night and cannot be performed during the day. And as Rashi brings down, Shemitzvasa B'yoyim, Goin Shchita V'zukas Domim D'chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav teaches us, Asher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe B'Hasinai, B'yoyim Tzav V'yisayas B'nei Yisrael, L'Hakavis Kabaneim L'Hashem B'n Midbar Sinai, Madiyoyim B'lai L'loy, the Kachem Sheshachtum B'lai L'Psulon, the Omim Mesech Zida. Once again, the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav teaches us, Tzavis Aram V'as Bono V'leimo, Zeis Teir Sa'ilo, Hi Yo'ila, Omoyt Alam Zbeach, Kol Lai Lada Beker, Ve'ish Amizbeach Tukaboy, since the three words of Zeis and He and Ha'ilo are all mutin, so we learn out, Pratlich Shechnishta B'lai L'Psula, etc. And Rashi is bothered that certainly Hektik Chalavim Ve'ivarim is not only performed at night, as certainly one can perform Hektik Chalavim Ve'ivarim during the day, and Zok Rashi, Hektik Chalavim Ve'ivarim, Mashem S'achim and Amizbeach, Machse Kol Lai Lala, that the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah is not referring to the initial placement of the Chalavim Ve'ivarim on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is teaching us that if any of the Chalavim Ve'ivarim fall off of the Mizbeach in the middle of the night, then one could place it back on the Mizbeach, as long as it's still not morning. And our Gemara's question is, that how could our Mishnah teach us one could harvest the grain for the Omer on the morning of Tassai Nisan if it would be mashma for the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that the mitzvahs that the Mishnah brings down that should be performed at night cannot be performed during the day? And Ayin Tesis is Nivah Maschel after Laila B'yayim Loi, and Tesis explains Akachach B'yayim Shalom Machris Kamar, that it must be that the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah is giving us a klal B'negei the day after, just like we explained B'negei Hektik Chalavim Ve'ivarim. As Tesis points out, the E'B'yayim Shalofanov Harei Hektik Chalavim D'ksheirim B'yayim Shchitasan. Therefore, we have a question on our Mishnah as to why one should be able to harvest the grain even during the daytime of Tazai Nisan. Tesis bothered with Tamar Nimkei My Kasha Leim Masis and Nitoni Nixa B'yayim Kasha Hainu B'yayim Shalofanov Kektaris Chalavim. That maybe our Mishnah means B'diavet, if one harvested the grain for the Korban Omer even before the night of Tassai Nisan, and for example he cut the grain on Erev Pesach, and it would be kosher. But in the Chanami, if one would harvest the grain for the Korban Omer on the day of Tassai Nisan, then it would be pasul. And Tesis explains V'yesh Leimad L'in Katsir Le Shaykh L'chalek Ben Yom Shel Funav L'Yom Shel Achrov. And as we learned at Daf Samach Vav Ben Aleph Katsir V'Sfir B'Layla Vav B'Yoyim, our Gemara now continues Amar Rabba L'Kasha HaRebbe V'Har B'Laz Reb Shimon. And Rabbi answers that you can't ask me a question from the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. As Ein Chanami, there's a machlekes between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, as our Stam Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rebbe, and the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Megillah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Hoy Oimer Makre Minchas Oimer V'Tmeres Biyadoi Im Yesh Acheres Oimer Loi Havei Acheres Tachtera V'Im Lav Oimer Loi Havei Bekech V'Shusoik Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe teaches us if someone is in the middle being Makre the Minchas Oimer, and the Minchas Oimer becomes Tomei, either if they still have more grain that was already harvested, or they have ability to harvest grain at this point and cut grain during the day, then in place of being makar of a carbon oimer that is tamei, one should bring new tfua, the makar of the carbon oimer from tfua that is tar. As Rashi states, "Miyish acheres afilu b'mechub b'mivin acheres tachtera v'koytsu v'techna isa b'yoyim." Clearly, as we learned in our Mishnah, Rebbe holds that one can harvest grain for the carbon oimer even during the day. And the Brisa continues that Rebbe taught us that if one does not have any more grain, then one should not say that this grain became tamei, and instead they tell him, be smart and be quiet and don't tell people that it became tamei, and you should be makar the korban oimer betuma. And as Rashi states, that the reason why you should be quiet, and we wouldn't want people to think that one could be makar the korban even while the korban is tamei, and they won't realize that there's only a special din but a gay or korban tzibor, since as we know that either tum is the chuyah betzibor or tum is hutra betzibor, and in tesis diba maskel havei acheres tachtera the per kamad yuma mafarish tafilu mad daoma tum hutri betzibor maybe acheres lahatishirayim, that even so we would rather that we bring a new carbon oimer and not use the carbon oimer as tamei, as even if we hold tum hutra betzibor, however one would not be able to eat the carbon, therefore we would rather bring the carbon oimer from tfuad as tar, and this way the kahana would be able to eat the shirayim but the carbon oimer. The gemara continues and brings the next part of the brisa to a blazer of shimon oimer bein kach ubein kach oimeloi have bekech v'shusoyik and shekol oimer shenikza shleikim mitzvasei pasol. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds that in all cases we tell the kohen to go and be makar of the korban oimer betumah, as the mitzvah of ksira is dafka b'layla v'loy b'yoyim, and when the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah is mashma that ksira oimer b'layla is going to be pasol, that is specifically going like the shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And the Gemara continues Amar Rabbi B'chad Amar Rabbi Ichran, that Rabbi Rabbi Bechana explains that Nimar Bechron, the Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, Beshita Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shalaviv Amra, the basis for the din of Rabbi Lezer of Shimon is based on the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who was the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Shimon, and as Rashi states, Rabbi Shimon, Talmid Shor Rabbi Kiva, as Kid Amma Biyavomis, Bepera Kabbalah Yavimtai, Vahyoilim Shomim Achabar Rabbi Kiva, and as Rabbi Bechron continues to explain, the Tan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, in Perak Rabbi Lezer de Mila, that Klalam Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is Chelik Rabbi Lezer, and he holds Kamalach Shefshel Alasayim Erev Shabbos in a Deichas Shabbos, even where one is allowed to be Deichas Shabbos for a specific mitzvah. However, any malacha that could have been done on Erev Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos and will not be Deichas Shabbos. And the Gemara continues that although we just stated that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva, the Rebbe of his father, however, as Taisus points out, this is not a general rule. The Gemara just means that Benegay is din, where there was a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. We know that Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, therefore Benegay is halacha. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon paskins like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. However, as our Gemara now continues, that Rabbi Yechanan teaches us v'savol Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon actually paskins like Rabbi Shmuel over Rabbi Kiva, Benegay a different din. The Amak Tzira Soimer mitzvah, as Rabbi Shmuel holds that since Tzira Soimer is a mitzvah, therefore even the harvesting of the tefuah for the Korban Oimer is Deicha Shabbos, as the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to how to dash in the pasuk and pasuk kisisa that teaches us sheishes yom tavoid over yom shvi tishbais bechor shivakotze tishbais. Although Rabbi Kiva understands that this pasuk is teaching us achor shel erev shviyas hanichdus al shviyas vekotze shel shviyas hayeisel matzi shviyas vilamedcha shem meisifim mechel al kodesh, and as Rashi states in pasuk kisisa vekach mashmoi sheishes yom tavoid over yom shvi tishbais, even the avoidis vav yom mishetatilcha yeshana shachor shvakotze oser vein tzarch lemechor shvakotze shel shviyas. And as the pasuk teaches us in Parshas Bahar, where our Gemara continues, that Rabbi Shmuel Eimer Machor Shushus Af Kotzer Rishus Yotze Ktsira Imeshi Mitzvah, that this pasuk is teaching us to be Makish Ktsira Lecharisha, and just like there's no such thing as a Charisha Mitzvah, therefore the Torah is teaching us that the only time that Ktsira is Asan Shabbos is only Ktsira Shal Rishus. However, Ktsira Soimer, which is a mitzvah, would be Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon now continues to explain the Shita Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Isaac Daitach Nixa Shleikim Tzvasi Kosher Amay Dachi Shabbos Nixir Me'er Shabbos El Medachi Shabbos Shma Mino Nixa Shleikim Tzvasi Pasol. Since Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva as well as like Rabbi Shmuel, if it would be true that one is allowed to harvest grain of Fordal Imer even during the daytime, how would it be that Ktsiris HaImer would be Deicha Shabbos if it's Efshel Asesim Er Shabbos, as if it would be Mutter to cut grain during the day of Tezayin Nisan? Then, as Tezis previously pointed out, it would also be Mutter to cut the grain even prior to Tezayin Nisan, even during the daytime of Erev Pesach. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon must be also to harvest the grain for the Korban Oimer during the daytime. That's why Ktsiris HaOimer would be Deicha Shabbos. And as Rashi states, Elim Medachi Shabbos Shma Mino Nikza Shleikim Mitzvasi Pasol Umitzvasi Lehave Alabim Matzah Yontiv. You can't harvest the grain prior to Tezayin Nisan and prior to Matzah Yontiv. V'gabi Laila Nami Mitzvasi B'Laila V'Loi B'Yoyim. Similarly, the mitzvah of Ktsiris HaOimer must be performed at night and cannot be performed during the day. And from this Rashi, it's mashma a bit differently than Taisus, and it's mashma that is two separate dinim. And I in the bottom Taisus who points out the afagat l'chatchila mitzvasi b'laigla, that even though certainly all agree that l'chatchila the mitzvah menamuvcha is to cut the grain at night, and maybe that's why it would be deicha Shabbos. However, zok Taisus kivin to the eved kasher, if Rabbi Lezer would hold that by the eved it would be mutter to cut grain even during the day, lo yavi dumi the tamid dechsibe The Gemara continued that Rabbi Yechanan just stated that the basis for the din of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon is based on the fact that he would paskin like the Rebbe of his father Rabbi Shimon, therefore he would certainly paskin like Rabbi Kiva over the Shita of Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. The Gemara now continues and asks, Rabbi Lav Talmid de Rabbi Shimonu, how can you say that this is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon? Are you telling me that Rabbi was not a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? And certainly since Rabbi was also a Talmud Rabbi Shimon, why wouldn't a Rebbe heard from Rabbi Shimon that he would paskin like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva that kol she'ef shel lasis me'er Shabbos lo dachi Shabbos? And how do we see that Rebbe was a Talmud Rabbi Shimon? V'atanya, as we learned to the Brisa, my Rebbe kashiyinu lemeidun teira itzur Rabbi Shimon b'tekaya, that when we were learning teira by Rabbi Shimon in the city of Tekaya, yinu ma'ilun lo shemen v'alointis me'chotz le'gag me'gag le'kafif me'kafif le'kafif achar ad she'onu magin le'mayin she'onu reichzim boi. Since Rabbi Shimon holds that b'negei Shabbos a chotzer gag Agad and Kafef are considered Rishus Achas. If on Shabbos we will bring oil for him to smear on himself, we will bring a towel for him to dry himself from a Chotzer to a Gag, and from the Gag to a Kafef, and from a Kafef to another Kafef, until we reach the spring that we would wash ourselves in and we would bathe in. As Rashi states, Rab Shimon Tamei, the Om Be'irvin, Echel Gagos V'Chatzeris, Rishus Achas Lehem L'Kilim Sheshavsu B'Teichon, and L'Maisa we see that Rebbe was a Talmud of Rab Shimon. If so, why would Rebbe argue in Rab Elazar of Rab Shimon? And the Gemara explains, Sabla Ki'idach to Rab Shimon, in the Chinami, Rebbe holds like his Rebbe Rab Shimon, but he holds like a different member of Rab Shimon, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that Amr Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon himself stated, Bayre'e, Kama Chaviv, Mitzvah B'Shaita, Shrehechtu Chalom V'Varm, Kshirim Kol Laila, Lohimayim Tilhen Achetach Shach. Rab Shimon taught us that I will show you how beloved it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when someone performs a mitzvah at the proper time, and even though one could perform the mitzvah later on, it would still be Deicha Shabbos as Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Raya is, as even though we know that Het Chalav V'Varim can be performed at night, but even so, on Shabbos, they would not wait until the evening, and they would do Het Chalav V'Varim even on Shabbos, and as Rashi states, Alma Dechinun Shabbos Mishum Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and therefore Rebbe holds that the same applies B'Negei Ktzirus Ha'Emer, even though if one would perform Ktzirus Ha'Emer during the day of Tetzai Nisan, or even prior to Tetzai Nisan, they would be Yitzah. However, based on this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Ktzirus Ha'Emer during the daytime of Tetzai Nisan would be Deicha Shabbos. That is why Rebbe was Cholik on Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and he holds that Ktzirus Ha'Emer can even be performed during the day. And we continue on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, and the Gemara is bothered Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Leishmilei, that how could it be that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon did not hear this din from his own father Rabbi Shimon? And the Chayyur, based on this klal of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon should also be Maida, and even though it would be possible to cut the Ha'Emer during the daytime, and even so, Ktzirus Ha'Emer would be Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara responds, Ella Shani Hasam Shuri Dach Sashchita as a Shabbos, that in a Chinami, although Rabbi Elazar of Shimon certainly heard this din from his father, however, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon felt that this din only applied B'negei Hekta Chalav V'Varim, and since the Shchita of that particular carbon was already Deicha Shabbos and was already performed on Shabbos, therefore, based on the klal of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we continue with the mitzvah, and we can even perform Hekta Chalav V'Varim during the daytime and on Shabbos, and it'll be Deicha Shabbos, even though Hekta Chalav V'Varim can be performed at night. However, we would not extend this din to Ktzirus Ha'Emer, since up until this point there was no need to be Deicha Shabbos, as the initial act that one will do is Ktzirus Ha'Emer, and since Ktzirus Ha'Emer could have been performed before Shabbos, therefore the klal of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would not allow us to be Deicha Shabbos for Ktzirus Ha'Emer. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid explains, the Hasim Gabe Varam Shani, the Dachu Shabbos, Mishum Chavivas Mitzvah, Shrei Dach Sashchita, as Hashabbos, Kodim Lak Torah, the Efshal Aseis Me'er Shabbos, as Shchita can certainly not be performed before Shabbos, the Kivin the Nitzin Shabbos Litra, he says, Shchita, Nitcha Nami Itzel Lak Torah, Al Bo'im Melech Lememachi, the Vishas Ksira, Katalei Itchi Shabbos, and the Afa Gab Lemacha, Dachya Krov Shabbos, even though certainly that Krov of the Oimer on Shabbos will be Deicha Shabbos, however, Bishas Ksira, Milei Nitches, at this point, there's no need to be Deicha Shabbos, and therefore, Blazer Reb Shimon holds, Vi Lavdele Efshalom Er Shabbos, Lehavi Havi Dachya Shabbos, Meshub Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, as Lemaisa, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds, that this din of Reb Shimon doesn't apply in our case, and therefore we're back to the original klal of Rabbi Kiva. And Agamor now continues, Vilu Rebbe Hachinami Doch Sashchita Sashabbos, Elochir, this previous teretz that the Gemara brought, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, to be Mechalik between Haktaras Chalom Veivarim and Ksiris Ha'ime as a valid Svara, and if so, why is Rebbe Chalik and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? How could it be that Rebbe would hold that Ksiris Ha'ime could be done during the daytime, as if so, Ksiris Ha'ime should not be Deicha Shabbos? And the Gemara now answers, Elo Kasav Rebbe Ktzirus Ha'Emer Lo Dachya Shabbos, that in a Chinami, since Rebbe holds that one could perform Ktzirus Ha'Emer during the daytime, therefore, based on the klal of Rabbi Kiva, who is the Rebbe of his Rebbe Rabbi Shimon, that called Malach Shef Shalom Lassos Mer Shabbos in a Deicha Shabbos, in a Chinami, Rebbe would agree that Ktzirus Ha'Emer is not Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara continues and he asks for Loi, and how can you see that Rebbe holds that Ktzirus Ha'Emer Lo Dachya Shabbos? But for now, we learned in the Mishnah that Samach Gom obeys that although Rabbi Shmuel stated, however, the Chachamim stated Echad Shabbos ve'Echad Chol Mishol Yishayaba, and clearly we see from the Mishnah that all agree that Ktzirus Ha'Emer is Deicha Shabbos. However, the Gemara answers the Leika Rebbe that in a Chinami, although the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel agree that Ktzirus Ha'Emer is Deicha Shabbos, however, Rebbe does not agree, and Rebbe holds that Ktzirus Ha'Emer is not Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and asks a question from the Sefer of the same Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kainu Ha'Emer B'Shabbos Ha'Enixa B'Yachid Uv'Magal Echad Uv'Kupa Achas and Uv'Chol B'Shloi Shloisha b'Sholish Kupas v'Sholish Maglays v'Chamim Echad Shabbos v'Echachol b'Shloisha b'Sholish Kupas v'Sholish Maglays. And once again, it would seem that all agree that Ksir Saim is Deicha Shabbos. Once again, the Gemara answers the like Rebbe that Ein Lechanami, even that part of the Mishnah is not going like Shitas Rebbe, as Rebbe holds that Ksir Saim is not Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and asks another question from the Mishnah on Daf Samech Hayam Aleph, as the Mishnah stated, "Uv'Shabbos Oim Alehem Shabbos Zu." And on Shabbos, the one that was going to Kata Omer would ask the crowd that would gather in order to be Mefasim Adavar that should we Kata Tfuah even though it's Shabbos, and clearly they would Kata Tfuah on Shabbos. And once again, the Gemara answers the Leik Rebbe. And the Gemara continues and asks from our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, as the Mishnah stated, "Niksa B'Yem Kosher V'Deiches HaShabbos." And right now, the Havmin of the Gemara is that just like when the Mishnah says "Niksa B'Yem Kosher," it's referring to Ksira. So when the Mishnah continues "V'Deiches HaShabbos," it's also referring to Ksira being Deiches HaShabbos. And man shaman le da'am niksa b'yem kosher, Rebbe. And who is the man da'am in the holes that one could harvest the grain for the minchas ha'imer even during the day? That is clearly going like the shita Rebbe, as we already mentioned. And niktani v'deiches haShabbos and my love ksira. And the Mishnah clearly teaches us that ksira sa'imer is deiches Shabbos. And therefore, clearly we see from the Mishnah that Rebbe holds that ksira sa'imer is deiches Shabbos. However, the Gemara answers loy lakrava, that although when the Mishnah states niksa b'yem kosher, it's referring to ksira sa'imer. However, when the Mishnah states Deiches HaShabbos, it is only teaching us that the Torah of the Omer on the Mizbeach is Deiches HaShabbos. However, in the Chanami, according to Rebbe, Ksiris HaOmer would not be Deiches HaShabbos. And as the Gemara continues to ask, Aval Ksir Eloi, and are you telling me that according to Rebbe, Ksiris HaOmer is not Deiches HaShabbos? But Tanya, but we learned to the Braisa that Rebbe Omer, that Rebbe himself teaches us, that the Pasuk and Pashas Emor tells us, Vayidab Moshes Moyed Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, and Rebbe is bothered, Matam Leimer, that since the Pesukim continue to discuss all the Mayadim, so why does Terry have to begin by making a general statement of Vayidav Moshes Mayad Hashem El Bnei Yisrael? And Rebbe explains, L'fish Leilamadnu El L'tamaru Pesach Shenem Behem B'mayadoi, and we learn out B'mayadav Afilu B'Shabbos B'mayadav Afilu B'tumah Shah Kabbanah Satsib B'minayin Tamun Leima Ilu Tassel Hashem B'mayadichem, that since in Pashas Ba'al Yisrael B'negei the Karim Pesach, the Pesach states V'yasu Bnei Yisrael Sa Pesach B'mayadoi, and in Pashas Pinchas the Terry states B'negei the Korban Tamid, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, Ve'amata Aleim, Es Kabani Lach Milishai, Reich Nichaychi, Tishmu Lach Uli B'me'adai. One may have had a Havmina that the only time that a Korban Siba is Deiches Shabbos and would be Deiches Tumah is only specifically the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid, since the Pasuk uses the term B'me'adai only in regard to those two Korbanais. And what is the Makar that every other Korban Siba is also Deiches Shabbos and Deiches Tumah? And therefore, in Pashas Pinchas, after the Torah speaks about all the Korbanis Musafim, so the Pasuk states, "Ilu tassel Hashem b'me'adechem levad min d'reisechem v'me'isechem le'liseichem v'le'minchaseichem v'le'iskeichem v'le'shalmeichem." Therefore, b'negei all other kabbonis musafim, we learn out b'me'adechem v'afilu b'shabbos. However, Rebbe is still bothered that in Pashas Pinchas, although the Torah speaks about all the musafim, however, the Torah doesn't speak about the minchas ha'imer or the shtei lechem, and therefore, how do we know that those would be deiches Shabbos? And as Rebbe continues, "Minayin rabbis imer v'akarv imoi," and what is the makor that the minchas ha'imer, as well as the keves that's brought together with the Omer, as well as the shtei lechem that karvi yimayin, and the shtei lechem that's brought on Shavuos, together with the shnei kvasim, and the other kabbonis that are brought with the shtei lechem, and how do we know that the Deiches Shabbos? And Zok Rebbe, Talmud Leimer, Vayidab Moshes Meyadei Hashem, Hakosav Kava Moya Lekulon, that in Parshas Emor, where the Torah speaks about the Omer, as well as the shtei lechem, the Torah does use the term Meyadei Hashem, and therefore we see that the term Moyed also applies to the Korban Omer and the shtei lechem, and therefore they would all be Deiches Shabbos. The Gemara now continues to try to bring a raya that Rebbe holds that not only is the Akhtar of the Omer Deiches Shabbos, but Ksiris HaOmer is also Deiches Shabbos. And as the Gemara continues, Lamai, and what is this Pasuk coming to teach us? Ilei Malakrava, as if you will say that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Akrava of the Omer as well as the Shtei Lechem is Deiches Shabbos, but that certainly cannot be, as Shtei Lechem Bnei Akravinenu, as certainly we know that the Shtei Lechem were not brought on the Mizbeach and they were given to the Kayanim, and therefore we wouldn't need a limud that the akrav of the shtei lechem would be deiches Shabbos. Therefore, it must be that when the Torah teaches us that the shtei lechem is deiches Shabbos, el pshita l'tchina v'akodah, that the Torah is teaching us even the grinding of the flour and the sifting of the flour of the shtei lechem, which could have been done before Shabbos, would still be deiches Shabbos, and v'kavosa gabeim eliksira v'kadachis haShabbos. And therefore, it must be that Rebbe is teaching us b'negei the korban omer that ktsira itself is deiches Shabbos, and even though Rebbe holds that one could perform ktsira during the day, and and could have performed Ktsira prior to Shabbos, but even so, Rebbe holds that one could perform Ktsira on Shabbos, and Ktsira would be Deicha Shabbos. However, the Gemara answers that when Rebbe speaks about the Shtei Alechem and the Oima being Deicha Shabbos, he's not talking about Tchina Nakodah ben Negeda Shtei Alechem, and he's not talking about Ktsira by the Oima, El Oima la Krova u Shtei Alechem la Fia, and Rebbe is teaching us that the Krova of the Oima would be Deicha Shabbos, and the Fia of the Shtei Alechem would be Deicha Shabbos, because Savu Rebbe, Tanim Kaddish, and the Afalam Esmal, Ifsala Belina, and although certainly Rebbe would agree to the Din of Rebbe Kiva, that one could not do Tchina Nakodah on Shabbos, as he could have performed Tchina Nakodah for the Shtei Alechem prior to Shabbos. However, certainly one could not bake the Shtei Alechem prior to Shabbos, and since Rebbe holds that once you place the Shtei Alechem into a Tanner, so the Tanner would be Mekadesh the Shtei Alechem with Kedushas Aguf, and we know that once something attains Kedushas Aguf, then you can't leave it overnight, as otherwise it would be a Psolina, and therefore Rebbe holds that certainly one could not bake the Shtei Alechem prior to Shabbos, and since one could only bake the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos, therefore the baking of the Shtei Alechem would be Deicha Shabbos. However, since Rebbe holds that Ksiris HaOmer could have been done during the day and could have been done prior to Shabbos, therefore Rebbe would hold that Ksiris HaOmer is not Deicha Shabbos, as we previously stated. The Gemara continues that based on the way that we just explained the Braisa, it comes out that Rebbe must hold that Tanim Mekadesh, and the Gemara is Vesav Rebbe Tanim Mekadesh, and is it really true that Rebbe holds that the Tanim would be Mekadesh to Shtei Alechem, or Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa is not really the Ikka part of our Sugya, and therefore we will read the Braisa really quickly, and we will get to the point of the Raya. And the Braisa teaches us Kivsei Atzeres Ein Mekadesh Shtei Alechem Ela B'Shchita, that the Kivsei Atzeres are only Mekadesh to Shtei Alechem once the Shchita done to the Kivsei Atzeres. And the Braisa explains Ketzad Shachton Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Lishmon, that if you did the Shchita the Kivsei Atzeres Lishmon and you did the Zrikas Hadam Lishmon, since you did it properly, Kodesh Alechem, so Alechem becomes Kodesh. Shchaton Shalei Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Shalei Lishmon Lei Kodesh Alechem. However, if one performed Shchita on the Kivsei Atzeres Shalei Lishmon and he also did Zrikas Hadam Shalei Lishmon, then the Lechem do not become Kodesh, and Shachton Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Shalei Lishmon Halechem Kodesh Ve'Ein Kodesh Divrei Rebbe. However, if Shchita was done Lishmon and Zrikas Hadam was done Shalei Lishmon, Rebbe holds the Lechem is Kodesh Ve'Ein Kodesh, and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon Oimer Lo'ilum Ein Kodesh Ad Sheyishchit Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Lishmon, and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon holds that the only way the Lechem becomes Kodesh is only the Shchita as well as the Zrika was done Lishmon. But ultimately, we see that according to Rebbe, the only way that the Lechem become Kodesh is only through a valid Shchita, and by just baking them in an oven of Hegdish that doesn't create Kedush Sagov for the Shtei Lechem. The Gemara answers Amar Nachba Yitzchak that certainly Rebbe holds that once someone would bake the Shtei Lechem in an oven that belongs to Hegdish, then certainly it would attain Kedush Sagov. And when the Braisa stated Kodesh Alechem or Lei Kodesh Alechem, really this Braisa was discussing as to when the Shtei Lechem become attached to these particular Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, and as Rashi explains, that certainly all agree that Shachton Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Lishmon Hukbu Achalas Lo'isin Kvasim Ve'in Yochel Lishanis Alechem L'Zevach Achar, and certainly all agree that Shachton Shlei Lishmon V'Zorak Dam Shlei Lishmon that Lo'i Hukbu Av Kodesh B'Tanar, but certainly became Kodesh B'Kedushas Aguf based on being placed in the Tanar Hadron Lach Rabbi Shmuel Hadron Lach Rabbi Shmuel Hadron Lach Rabbi Shmuel. And we now begin the seventh parak of Masechtas Menachos, and as we see that there are actually two Pirushim of Rashi. There's a top Pirush of Rashi, and then the bottom Pirush of Rashi, where it states, Rashi Ksav Yodai, and Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi wrote, Zer Pirush Ashehu Betfus, Mi Perik Ve'il Menachis Ad Shtei Alechem, Einum Pirush Rashi Zal, V'hu Shal Parshin Achar, V'zel Lashon Rashi Ksav Yodai, that the genuine Pirush Rashi, from our Perek, until after the 10th Perek, the Rashi Ksav Yodai that we have at the bottom of our Amid, and our Mishnah begins, Ve'il Menachis Nikmatzis V'shirei L'Koyinim, that the following 10 categories of menachos will have a din that one has to do kmitza. The remaining part of the mincha would belong to the kohanim, and the kohanim would be able to eat the shirayim. And the first one is the minchas haseilas, and as Rashi states, ha'isin kmetzis isa, and the kmitza was done while it was a dough and prior to it being baked. And the Mishnah continues, va'machbas va'macheshes va'chalis va'arkikin minchas oivdi kichavim minchas nashim u'minchas oimim minchas choyte u'minchas kenois. Generally, when we quote from Rashi, it'll be from Rashi and Ksav Yad, and Rashi states, "Umachbas macheshes v'chalas v'erkikin la'achaf yosam peitdon machziron l'sultan v'kulu ksiv b'vayikra v'ksiv b'minchaselis kmitza uve'inich ksiv askara haynu kmitza." Rashi continues, "Minchas goyim einoshim she's nadvu achas mechamish menachis halalu." And even though they're really the same mincha, but they're brought down as a separate category. Rashi continues, "Minchas oimer ksiv askara," as in the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, the Torah states the Lashon HaSkar ben Agedim Minchas Oimeh, Varmina Materias Kainim, Nemeh Kanas Garvinim, Minchas HaSeilis HaSkar, Ma'alolam Malaya Kaimetz, Afkar Malaya Kaimetz, and Rashi continues with Minchas Choyte, Minchas Kainais, Ksibu, Kamitza, that by the Korban Oilu V'yayrid in Pashas Vayikra, and in Pashas Nosai by the Minchas Kainais, the Torah specifically mentions the Kamitza, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, V'viyah L'Koyim, V'komitza Koyim Yimena Malay Kumtza, Yasas HaSkarasum, Rikta Hermes Becha, Ali Shehashem, Chatasi, and in Pashas Nosai, B'negeya Seita, the Pasuk states, V'komitza Koyim in a Milchas HaSkarasa, V'acha Yashka Se'isha Samoyim. Let's keep in mind that according to the Tanakhama, when the Mishnah mentions the Minchas Chayte, it's only referring to the Minchas Chayte of Yisrael, where the Koyim would perform Kamitza, and then the Shirayim would be eaten by the Koyinim. However, we know that by all Menachos of a Koyin, then it's Kulei Kolel, no Kamitza was performed, and therefore by the Minchas Chayte of a Koyin, they would not perform Kamitza, and the entire Mincha would be placed on a Mizbeach. However, our Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Eimer, Rav Shimon argued in the Tanakhama, and he holds Minchas Chayte Shel Koyinim Nikmetzes, that although in general, a standard Mincha of a Koyin would not have Kmitza, and it would be Kulei Kolel, however, the Minchas Chayte of a Koyin would be Nikmetzes, and the Koyimitz Karev La'atman, Vishirayim Karev La'atman, but then it would be Kulei Kolel, and the Kmitza would be placed on the Mizbeach by itself, and the Shirayim would also be placed on the Mizbeach, and ultimately the entire Minchas Chayte of the Koyin would be burnt. And the Gemara begins with a klal that Amar Papa Kol Hechad Etnan, Esetnan, that any time that we find a Mishnah that discusses multiple menachos that are similar to each other, then we always have a list of 10 menachos, as we just mentioned. The Gemara is Maikam Ashbalon, that was the Chiddush, as one can just count the various types of menachos, and we'll always find 10 menachos. And the Gemara explains, La Fukim Rab Shimon, Da'ama Mechze Chalos, Mechze Rekikin, Yavi, Kam Ashbalon, Deloi. The Rab Papa teaches us that the list that we just had in our Mishnah actually consists of 10 various menachos, because as we know, that the Minchas Mafei Tana can be brought either as Chalos or Rekikin, and our Mishnah holds that one has a choice of either bringing 10 Chalos or 10 Rekikin, but he can't bring 5 Chalos and 5 Rekikin, and therefore it's only counted as 2 separate Menachos. However, since the Sheet of Rav Shimon on Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph was that when one brings a Minchas Mafei Tana, they could either bring 10 Chalos or 10 Rekikin, or they could bring 5 Chalos and 5 Rekikin, therefore it would be counted as 3 different Menachos, and really our list consists of 11 items, and therefore our Papa teaches us that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon, and our list only consists of 10 different menachos. And we just explained our Gemara based on Rashi and our Sugya, as well as the Lishna Achrina and Rashi and Daf Nun Tesem and Aleph. However, Ayin Rashi on Daf Nun Tesem and Aleph, where we initially learned that when Rav Papa stated that Kol Hechad Etnan Es Etnan, that in all cases where we have a list of menachos, then all various types of menachos require 10 chalais each, and the Gemara is Pshita, that L'chayr this din is Pashut, as we already learned that every single mincha requires 10 chalais. And the Gemara explains Lafukim Rab Shimon that the Chiddush Rab Papa is that although Rab Shimon holds that there is one type of mincha where they could bring 5 chalais and 5 rekikin, and the Minchas Mafei Tana does not require to have 10 chalais of the same min, therefore Rab Papa teaches us that we do not pass like Rab Shimon, and when bringing a Minchas Mafei Tana, one has a choice of either bringing 10 chalais or 10 rekikin, but one does not have a choice to bring 5 chalais and 5 rekikin, and we will stop over here.